Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, I want to talk to you today about signs that we're in the last days. Signs that we are in the last days. You know, a lot of people talking about it. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world, unprecedented times, fear. And I just want to go to God's Word, and I want to give you some pointers. And you decide if we may be in those last days of man. Let's go to some scripture, okay? Luke 18:8. Jesus said, "And I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth?" So Jesus is talking about at his return, gives a hint that faith will be waning or faith will be non-existent. We see that in the world today. Jesus would be talking about biblical faith, amen? A true spirit and truth faith. So one of the signs would be a lack of faith, biblical faith on earth. Do we see that going on the earth today? The many people turning away from a biblical faith? Very few walking in a biblical faith. Matthew 24, verse 11. "And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many." Well, let's look at, since the advent of the internet, millions, literally millions of false teachers and websites have cropped up to deceive people like never before. We are in the age of false teachers. There's multiple ones on every corner of the country, nation, world, and the internet. And verse 12 says, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." Do we see a lack of love in the world today? People not loving their neighbor, loving God? Do we see that in the culture falling away? Something to consider. How about Ezekiel 36? "For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you unto your own land." It's talking about Israel. They were scattered for thousands of years. Did you know that? Israel was scattered for over 2,000 years and they became a nation again in 1948. And what's the fruit of them becoming a nation? Ezekiel 36:30, "I'll multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, and you shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen." So here's what's happened. Israel was not a nation for 2,000 years. They've all regathered, or many of them, millions of them, have regathered in Israel. And did you know Israel is like one of the most plush, most agricultural, flush with trees and fruit trees and vegetable. It's a proverbial garden. And that was a prophecy of Ezekiel. And Israel is now a nation again. And then the Bible talks about the last days will take place once Israel is a nation. She became a nation again in 1948 after being scattered all over the world. Now regathered in Israel. Interesting, huh? How about 2 Peter 3:3-6? "Knowing this, that there shall become in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, by the word God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that when was being overflowed with water perished." So you catch that? Peter's saying there's going to be scoffers in the last days saying, where's this coming of Christ? I hear that all the time when I go out street preaching. And if you read that clearly, they don't believe in the account of Noah. Right there. When the world was overtaken with water and perished. What is one of the most attacked biblical accounts do we see today in science, in education, in schools, in media? Oh, they all laugh about the account of Noah. Peter said in the last days, the scoffers and the mockers would be saying, where's Jesus coming? And they'd be denying about Noah. Interesting, huh? How about Luke 17, 26 through 30? And as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day Noah entered in the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also will it be in the day, likewise also as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they brought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. So here Jesus is telling us that in the last days before he returns, it's going to be like it was in the days of Noah and like it was in the days of Lot. Let's see. The days of Noah were marked by violence, and that's why God flooded the earth. Is our earth marked with violence today? Oh, yeah. The days of Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah was known for its pride, its plenty, and its perversion and sodomy. Does that sound like the world today? It does to me. Interesting. Let's keep going. Jude 1:18. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last times who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. You know, throw this in there and look at the world and say, how is this happening? People with transsexuals, and they don't know if they're a guy or a woman, and people doing all these pagan things. They're following their own ungodly lusts, and not just on a small scale, on a rampant scale all over the globe. This is happening. So you got to keep that in mind. Is that a marker of the last days? How about 2 Timothy 3? It says, this also know that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Again, go back and read all of those qualities. I don't think the world's ever seen a time when we're seeing so much on a massive world scale going on to meet the description of that verse right there. Oh, it's always happened here and there, bits and pieces. We're seeing it overwhelmingly take over the globe, are we not? I think we are. 2 Thessalonians 2:9-12. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of the unrighteous in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Well, let's unpack this one real quick. So look at this. It's saying they love not the truth. It's a massive scale all around the world. People don't love the truth of God anymore. And it says, God will send strong delusion. Have you ever wondered when you look at governments and you look at people and you look at societies and you go, how are they doing that? How could they believe that? How could they let that happen? Strong delusion. God is allowing people to have strong delusion in these last days that they should believe a lie. Look at the lies people believe today about evolution and the corruption in politics and transgenderism and abortion. Look at the lies that people swallow hook, line, and sinker. It's a sign of the last days. And then it says that they be not damned, believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Are we not living in a time when not only do people sin, they glory in their sin and they love their sin? It's another sign of the last days. How about Daniel 12:4? Check this one out. But though, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even unto the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be greatly increased. So it's talking about the last days when knowledge will increase. You know, my father passed away 10 years ago. He was 85. You know what he said to me? He was amazed in his lifetime. He lived to see horse and buggies to rocket ships, computers, and cell phones in his short lifespan. Look at what's happened in just the last 80 years, 100 years. Look at where people travel from. You can get on an airplane now and go around the world in a few hours. Absolutely incredible. We've never known anything like it before. And that's a marker of the last days. How about Genesis 11:7? Language. It says, to go, let us go down there and confound their language that they might not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from hence upon the face of the earth, and they left off to build the city. So this is the Tower of Babel, when the world was all communicating with itself, all together, and God said they can all communicate whatever they dream up to do, they'll be able to do. And God confounded their language, right? And he casts all the people all over the world, and it caused a separation. And they could no longer work together, right? They could no longer work together because of this language barrier, all right? But look what's happened in the last days. Through all types of measures, computer enhancements, all types of education, the language barriers are down. You can get computer programs that give you languages to speak with all the other people in the world. And we're now back at the time, literally, where the world can communicate with itself. All these different languages. And it's like the Tower of Babel again. And what are we doing? What mankind is doing? Doing the unimaginable. Putting microchips in people's heads, merging humans with computers, doing all types of ungodly things, merging animals and humans, reaching out and saying we're going to go colonize the universe, saying they can put a person's soul or being inside a computer. They're doing anything they can imagine, making vaccines from aborted baby cells, turning men into women and women into men. So that language barrier has now gone, and we all communicate. We can communicate all amongst each other, and God will step in and change it once again. That will be part of the last days. How about Matthew 24? And there shall arise false Christs, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I've told you before, wherefore if they say unto you, behold, he's in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he's in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of the Man be. Again, let's go back to the false teachers. We're living in an age where we have all these false groups like the New Apostolic Reformation, signs and wonders. They claim they're raising the dead. They're seeing God's glory in the sky. And they're deceiving millions, unprecedented, growing like leaps and bounds. Some are saying they're Christ, others are false prophets, showing these great signs and wonders. And they're saying, I meet with Jesus, or Jesus appears to me. Jesus says, don't believe him. When I come, you're going to see me. Another sign of the last days. It's all over the globe. I see it all over out here in the world. How about Revelation 13, this one? And he caused all, both small, great, rich, poor, free, bond, to receive a mark on their right hand and in their foreheads, that no man might buy, sell, save he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Right there, the world is moving towards a global numbering system, a global control system. This COVID thing, they're using it to bring in contact tracing and all of these things. And look at what it says. A mark on your forehead. What are they doing today? They're scanning people's foreheads for temperature in the back of Walmart. Soon it'll be in the front of Walmart. You'll need vaccination records to get in. Eventually you'll need a mark to get in and buy, sell, and trade. It's coming. The Bible predicts it. The technology is there. They even have something called the Luciferian or a luciferase, it's called. They can put a light tattoo on you, and it has the word Lucifer on it. I have an article on that. It's a technology called luciferase, I think it's called, because it's light bearer. Lucifer means light bearer. They put a tattoo on you. Isn't that amazing? Men like Bill Gates are trying to bring this all to pass for control of people, and the Bible predicted that. So what do we have to say about all this? Well, again, keep in mind, when I read these, you go, well, that's happened here or that's happened here, some of them. When have all of these things ever been happening together? All at the same time, in massive numbers. The sexual perversion as the days of Noah's. All these false teachers, all these false signs and wonders. Pestilences. Wars and rumors of wars that Jesus said will just be the birth pangs of more to come. People traveling to and fro and the knowledge greatly increasing. Marks that will be on your forehead or your right hand to buy, sell, or trade. All of these things. You must look at all of these signs. The Bible says God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You need to have the knowledge of what's coming. And I'm just giving you a few points here and there. There's many, many, many more we'll get to in the future. So I just want to encourage you. God's word is true. I hope that encourages you. His word is true. It's accurate. And you might say, well, Brother Jim, that's depressing. God's word is true and accurate, and it means the last days are coming. The Antichrist is going to rise. Millions of people are going to die. We're going to be persecuted. True believers are going to be persecuted. Yep, all that's coming. All that's true. But you know what? Don't look at the promises of God and say, oh my, it's true. All the bad stuff's coming. Why don't you look at what all the promises that are good that are coming? And I have a whole article, audio I did on the promises of Revelation. Go look it up at the teaching blog, don'tperish.com. But let me leave you with this verse, Revelation 21:7. Jesus said, and he that overcome shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. What a glorious promise. Just get ready to overcome. Whatever comes, whatever happens, God's bigger than it. It's all temporary on this earth. If they torture you, it's temporary. They throw you in prison, it's temporary. They take everything you own, it's temporary. If you have your eyes and your mind and your heart set on the kingdom of God and eternity, all those things I just talked about, the last days, they're temporary. It's like cancer. If Brother Jim gets cancer, oh, that's sad. I don't want to get cancer. But it's temporary. Because then if it kills me and the Lord wills it, I go home to be with the Father. So have a biblical mindset on these last day issues. Yep, don't hide from them. See that they're coming. Don't live in fear, other than having a respectful fear of God. Put your trust in the Lord. Get your life right in the gospel. Faith in Christ shed blood, his resurrection. What a joy and hope that is. Repent of all your sin, your worldliness, and your man-made religion. Be born again by his Spirit. That gives you power. All right? If you don't have power and you live in fear, you're not born of God. Holiness and obedience is the fruit that power is living in you, keeping his word, and endure, as Jesus said, overcome, and you'll inherit all things. What a glorious promise that is. I hope that's an encouragement to you as I warn you that the last days are coming, no doubt. All right? I hope that's an encouragement to you. To get your life in order, get your house in order, know the scriptures, be ready to warn your neighbor, be ready to live in spirit and truth, and then have joy, peace, and victory over all these things, looking for that great day when we see our Redeemer parting the sky and coming to take his creation back and rule as a righteous King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, I'm waiting for that day. I'm waiting for that day. I hope you're looking for that day too. Hey, we love you all. Let me know I can help you. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Lots of edifying materials for you to help you in the faith. Yeah, I think we're in those last days. But what joy, peace, love, and hope we have in that incredible risen Savior. We love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. Repent and obey the gospel. May God be praised.